The other day, you talked about the third eye as a door for connecting with you and existence. Whenever I feel open, flowing, connecting with you, other people, nature, or myself, I mostly feel it in my heart as silence, an expanding spaciousness, and sometimes as radiating light. Is this the same kind of experience you were talking about, or is there a difference between connecting through the third eye or the heart, or are there different stages?
What you are experiencing is in itself valuable. But it is not the experience of the third eye. Third eye is a little higher than your experience. The way the mystics in the East have categorized the evolution of consciousness is in seven centers. Your experiences belong to the fourth center, the heart. It is one of the most important centers because it is exactly in the middle. Three centers are below it and three centers are above it. That's why love is such a balancing experience. Your description that whenever I feel open, flowing, connecting with you, other people, nature or myself, I mostly feel it in my heart. As silence, an expanding spaciousness, and sometimes as radiating a light. Is this the same kind of experience you were talking about? I was talking about the third eye, which is above the heart, there are three centers above the heart. One One is in your throat, which is the center of creativity. One is between your two eyebrows, exactly in the middle. Which is called the third eye. Just as you have two eyes to know the outside world, the third eye is only a metaphor. But the experience is knowing oneself, seeing oneself. And the last center is Sahasrar, the seventh. That is at the top of your head. As consciousness goes on moving upwards, first you know yourself. And in the second step, you know the whole universe. You know the whole and yourself as part of it. In the old language, the seventh is knowing the God. The sixth is knowing yourself. The fifth is being creative. The fourth is being loving, sharing, and knowing others. With the fourth, your journey becomes certain. It can be guaranteed that you will reach to the seventh. Before the fourth, there is a possibility you may go astray. Because the first center is the sex center. Which is for reproduction. So that life continues. Just above it the sex energy can be moved upwards and it is a great experience for the first time you find yourself sufficient. sex always needs the other. The second center is the center of contentment, self-sufficiency. You are enough unto yourself. And the third center you start exploring who are you? Who is this self-sufficient being? They are all significant, and the moment you find who you are, the fourth center opens and you find you are love. Before the fourth, the journey has started, but there is a possibility you may not be able to complete it. You can go astray. For example, finding yourself self-sufficient, contented, you can remain there. There is no need to do anything anymore. You may not even ask the question, who am I? The sufficiency is so much that all questions disappear. A master is needed in these moments so that you don't settle somewhere in the middle without reaching the goal. And there are beautiful spots to settle. Feeling contented, what is the need to go on? But the master goes on nagging you. And wants you to know who you are. You may be contented, but at least know who you are. And the moment you know who you are, a new door opens. Because you become aware of life, of love, of joy. But you can stay there. It is so much. There is no need to move anymore. But the master goads you on that move to the fourth. Unless you find the purest energy of love, you will not know the splendor of existence. After the fourth, you cannot go astray. Once you have known the splendor of existence, creativity arises on its own. You have known the beauty. You would like to create it also. You want to be a creator. A tremendous longing for creativity arises. Whenever you feel love, you always feel creativity, just as a shadow coming with it. And the man of creativity cannot simply go on looking outside. There is much beauty outside. But he becomes aware that just as there is a sky infinite outside, to balance it there must be the same infinity inside. If a master is available, it is good. If he is not available, these experiences will lead you onwards. And once your third eye is open and you see yourself, the whole expanse of your consciousness you have come very close to the temple of God. You are just standing on the steps. You can see the door. And you cannot resist the temptation to go inside the temple and see what is there. There you find universal consciousness. There you find enlightenment. There you find ultimate liberation. There you find your eternity. So these are the seven centers. Just arbitrarily created divisions. So the seeker can move from one to another in a systematic way. Otherwise, there is every possibility. If you are working yourself, to get muddled. Particularly before the fourth center, there are dangers and even after the fourth center, there have been many poets who have lived at the fifth center of creativity and never went ahead. Many painters, many dancers, many singers who created great art but never moved to the third eye. And there have been mystics who have remained with the third eye, knowing their own inner beauty. And it is so fulfilling. They thought that they have arrived. Somebody is needed to tell you that there is still something more ahead. Otherwise, in your ignorance, what you will do is almost unpredictable. Mike had decided to join the police force and went along for the entrance examination. The examining sergeant, realizing that the prospective recruit was an Irishman, decided to ask him a simple question. Who killed Jesus Christ? He asked. Mike looked worried and said nothing. So the surgeon told him not to worry, and that he could have some time to think about it. Mike was on his way home when he met Paddy. "Well," said Paddy, "are you a policeman yet?" "Not only that," says Mike, "but I'm on my first case." Man is such that he needs someone who has known the path and knows the pitfalls, knows the beautiful spots where one can remain stuck, and has the compassion enough to go on pushing you even against you. Until you have reached to the final stage of your potentiality.